This is 5 Minute Friday. Carlos Castaneda said, "To be a warrior is not a simple matter of wishing to be one. It is rather an endless struggle that will go on to the very last moment of our lives. Nobody is born a warrior, in exactly the same way that nobody is born an average man. We make ourselves into one or the other." Have you ever wondered what it takes for an average person to become great? Maybe you look at him and say he was privileged. That person was given everything, and it was handed to him on a silver platter. You think, yes, that is why it is easy for him to be successful. Or maybe you look at her and see the horrible pain and suffering she has overcome and think, that is why she is successful, because her burden became her blessing, because she has a story to tell, which makes it easy for her to sell. Do you think you were born for something bigger, something spectacular, some greater purpose? Or was greatness meant only for the select few? Harriet Tubman was once an average slave girl and was horribly injured as a young woman. Yet she went on to lead thousands to freedom. As she said, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer." There was once an average baby girl that fell mysteriously ill and was struck blind, dumb, and mute. That young girl grew up to be Helen Keller, and she said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision." And then there's a story of the average doctor who became a Holocaust survivor and eventually pioneering psychiatrist. His name is Viktor Frankl, and he said, "What is to give light must endure burning." Were these average people born great? Were they given a free pass to success? Would they even care about success? What did they do differently than others whose names did not pass through time? I will tell you what they did differently. They didn't settle. They never gave up. They wanted freedom and they didn't stop until they got it. Harriet Tubman didn't care about average or great. She only cared about her vision and her dreams, and it guided her to freedom. Helen Keller was trapped alone in her body in a world of her own until she saw a way out, and then insatiably she studied to share her world with all of us. Viktor Frankl found meaning in the darkest places our world has ever created. But he held on to the crumbs of beauty which came to him in tiny bits and helped him stay focused on his survival and ultimately his freedom. Do you want to be free? If so, what is holding you back? What slavery are you hindered by? What disabilities are keeping you playing small? What prison has stolen your spirit? Only those inside your own mind can keep you from it. So what is the difference between average and great? Just a hair, a smidge, a breath. The promise, the faith, the hope, the knowledge that freedom is yours when you choose it. Freedom lives in your heart. Mother Teresa once said, "We can do no great things, only small things with great love." An average person can do great things, from small to great. There is no average. Greatness is never settling. Greatness is freedom. Remember, there are no small parts, only small actors.